Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get to our NFL picks. They're brought to us by Bud Light. You can join Ava Graham tonight for the Bud Light Eagles Pep Rally, Cheekies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Ava will be giving away a trip to attend this weekend's Eagles game versus the Saints. Also joined by Jalen Mills tonight at the event. Details at 94WIP.com/events. All right, as we look back to last week and how John and I did in our NFL selections, we each went 2-1-1 in our NFL picks. We each went 0-1 in our bonus pick, which is about which team would score the most points, which means overall we both went 2-2-1. For the year, overall, John is 27-37-4, and I am 36-31-1. So let's get to it. Divisional round selection.
We can just go without saying all that.
You don't need that each time.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds bad. Not just for me either. I mean, neither.
I'm above 500. I mean, I'm five games above 500. Yeah, you know, I lock in every year. Every year I'm above 500. Every year I beat John. I made a vow. First 10 years of the show, I would beat you. Maybe 11th year I'll let you win. We'll say. John, let's get to it. Our picks for the divisional round. First game this weekend, Indianapolis and Kansas City. KC, a 5.5-point favorite.
Yeah, I like the Colts here. And I don't know that they're going to win this thing, but they're going to make a game of it. 5.5 is a little too much, even though that Chiefs offense is so prolific.
Yep.
Man, some really cool stuff that Frank Reich and company are doing on both sides of the ball. We haven't seen Patrick Mahomes really get rattled at any point this year where he doesn't know what he's looking at. I guarantee he won't know what he's looking at against the Colts. And Frank Reich, offensive side of that ball, you know, Andrew Luck is going to be employing some unique looks and taking advantage of a Chiefs defense that's not good. Their secondary is not good, and they're banged up. I think flat out the Colts could win this game. So 5.5 points is just way too much. I'll go with Indy.
I'm also going with Indianapolis. Look, I'm rooting for Andy Reid. I hope he gets it done, especially if the Eagles do get knocked out. You just got the Andy history in KC. I mean, he's struggled in the postseason. Andy was great in Philly at winning the games he was supposed to win in the early rounds, meaning the wild card and divisional round of the postseason. Maybe every time we could look it up, I'm not sure, but certainly most times he won the games he was favored. In KC, that hasn't been the case. You just know he could do a bonehead. I mean, we've seen it. So I'll go with Indy.
Last year we saw it against the Titans.
We've seen it a bunch. We saw it a couple years ago. He wasn't the favorite, but what happened with him and Doug when he said they didn't want to give the ball back to Tom Brady?
And then the Colts, the one I mentioned before. I mean, we've seen it over and over.
It's crazy. So just literally on that basis alone, I'm going with Indy plus the 5.5. Second game, the Rams and Dallas Saturday night. The Rams, John, a 7-point favorite. Where you at on this one?
While I think the Rams will win this game, I think 7 points is just a little too big a spread. I know Dallas can keep it closer than that, and they will do that by running the football, of course. And the way Goff has played, I'm not a believer. And they with Todd Gurley, you know, I don't know how fully healthy he's going to be. I would expect he'll be back to himself, but you know, I think if he's even a notch off, that Dallas defense is better than we want to give them credit for. They're fast. They can fly around. This could be a close one. I'm saying, you know, like final drive type stuff. So 7 points, I'll take the Dallas Cowboys.
Listen, my thoughts are right aligned with John. I think he's dead on this. Look, Prescott is very mediocre. But Dallas is going to have a lot of fans out there. We already know the Rams have a bad home field advantage. It's going to be even less so when you have a Dallas crowd. I mean, I could see half that crowd. I mean, really, I could see half the crowd being Dallas Cowboys fans. And I think Dallas keeps this close. I'm going Dallas plus the 7. Third game. It's on Sunday.
Yeah.
New England is a 4-point favorite versus the Chargers. Sean, what do you got?
New England is not New England this season. And the Chargers have not lost a game away from Los Angeles. They're great on the road. Phillip Rivers, man, I love the way he plays. And their defense has been scary good at getting after quarterbacks. And we know what happens to Tom Brady if he gets rattled a little bit. He can see some ghosts. And I like the way that they can run the ball as well. They're a pretty complete team. I don't think New England is as complete a team as the Chargers are. It's not going to – this is another game. I think it's going to go down to the, you know, a field goal at the end. So 4 points, too big a line. I'll take the Chargers.
All right, so I'm on the other side of this. Look, New England at home, obviously they haven't been the same this year. Gronk hasn't been the same. This could be Gronk's last game if they lose. Does he retire? Does Belichick even want him back at a big price? Who knows? This is also the kind of game that could set in motion Hall of Fame or not Hall of Fame for Phillip Rivers. So I think at this point is definitively on the outside looking into the Hall of Fame. But if he goes on a run here, I mean, if he wins 3 more games and win a Super Bowl, then you're talking about a Hall of Fame player probably. But it's Brady and Belichick. And when you got to pick between Brady and Belichick or Phil Rivers, I'm just being honest, I'm picking Brady and Belichick. New England minus the 4 points to win this game. Fourth game, final game on Sunday, Eagles and Saints in the Dome. This line's gone from 9 to 8.5 to 8. That's where it's at right now. John Ritchie, the Saints, an 8-point favorite. What are you saying?
Yeah, that's way too much again. I'll take the Eagles, despite the fact I think they don't make it out of this round. My prediction for this game I gave to Porter was 38-34 New Orleans Saints.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I think there could be some scoring. I hope there's some scoring. So, I think the Eagles can make it close at the end of this one, but it's not going to be 8 points. Come on.
Yeah, listen.
I'm going all road. All road this week.
Yeah, I got 3 out of 4. Yeah, I got the Eagles plus the 8 also. Look, we've talked about it all show. Obviously, Foles being a factor. The O-line and D-line, the Eagles playing really well lately, a factor. Just the Eagles being a way better team than they were a month and a half ago. Now, look, they got a big gap to close from where they were. They lost last time by 41 points. So, you know, it's they've come a long way. But I do think the line's high, and I'm going the Eagles plus the 8. James Seltzer, bonus question.
So I was going to ask how many points the Eagles score this weekend, but Richie just ruined that. So on the fly.
You can ask that.
On the fly, give me a player who scores a touchdown for the Eagles this weekend.
A player who scores a touchdown?
Someone gets in the end. I'm adjusting on the fly. You took my thing
out. I like it.
Pick an Eagle who scores a touchdown.
So we can both be right or both be wrong.
Exactly.
A player that scores a touchdown this week for the Eagles. All right. I am writing mine down. It is written down.
Have Richie's.
My answer is Zach Ertz.
Well, you'll either both be right or you'll both be wrong.
All right. There it is. And those are our selection for the divisional round of the postseason.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.